This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Sometimes, when you walk Brooklyn streets, you don't feel its literary past is haunting you. Its literary soul is still alive and pulsating all around you. There's Walt Whitman in his office at the Brooklyn Daily Eagle near the Fulton Ferry dock. Here's Hart Crane writing his masterpiece about Brooklyn's masterpiece, The Bridge. Norman Mailer's former residence is above on the Palisades. Henry Miller's beloved Williamsburg is further north along the East River and has its own bridge. Brooklyn is a world unto itself and a writer's enclave. Journalist and critic Evan Hughes has written a literary biography of the leafy borough, Literary Brooklyn, The Writers of Brooklyn and the Story of American City Life. And Evan Hughes joins me now from our studios in New York. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jackie.
I just want to say I really like this book, and I have lived in Brooklyn part-time since 1997. I say this, Evan, about the borough. Throw a stone, hit a writer. Think that's true?
Oh, absolutely. You can barely walk a block without running into an editor, an agent, or a writer.
Yes. Why has it been such a haven? Not just now, but you go back. You begin with Walt Whitman. What's the attraction?
It's a place that lends itself to stories. There's a human scale to the place that is sometimes missing in Manhattan. And if you picture a brownstone and sort of make a cutout of it, like a dollhouse, and you might have a family living on the first floor, a married couple on the second floor, a student on the third floor. At the end of the block, there's a deli. The guy works at the deli. He's sort of a gossip and talks to all three of them. You've got a little world there that stories take place in. I think it's very fertile for an author's imagination.
And we should talk about how big it is. I hadn't realized. You say it's bigger than...
It's bigger than Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Boston, and Miami combined.
Tell us about the first great Brooklyn bard. Whitman really loved Brooklyn. He really takes that whole notion of the everyman from the neighborhood.
I think to him, Brooklyn was a great laboratory of democracy. And he was a radical Democrat. And he loved this idea that he could be in opposition to Manhattan and sort of boast and pick fights. And he loved the idea of the diversity of the place and its vitality.
What poems do you think draw directly from this experience the most, in your judgment? Crossing Brooklyn Ferry?
Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, for sure.
Let's listen to a bit of actor Ed Begley reading the poem, Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, in 1969.
Others will enter the gates of the ferry and cross from shore to shore. Others will watch the run of the flood tide. Others will see the shipping of Manhattan north and west and the heights of Brooklyn to the south and east. Others will see the islands large and small. 50 years hence, others will see them as they cross.
Crossing Brooklyn Ferry is one portion of Leaves of Grass, and I think really the whole thing comes from his experience of a kind of raw relationship with an industrializing place, but a place that's still sort of wild.
Can we give a shout out to Arthur Miller and the setting of Death of a Salesman?
It is the iconic Brooklyn play, I would say, and it's possibly the iconic American play. So the play reflects Arthur Miller's childhood way out in Brooklyn. And, you know, there are so many stories about the American dream in the wake of World War II. You know, the world is sort of buying cars and moving to the suburbs and having babies and this great prosperity. Miller captures the flip side of that view and a man who's sort of left behind by capitalism.
I'm tired to the death. I couldn't make it. I just couldn't make it, Linda.
Where were you all day? You looked terrible.
Oh, I got as far as a little above the Yonkers. I stopped for a cup of coffee. Maybe it was the coffee.
What?
I suddenly couldn't drive anymore. The car kept going off onto the shoulder. You know?
Well, maybe it's the steering.
Evan Hughes, I always identify Richard Wright with Chicago, where I used to live, but you have him writing Native Son at Fort Greene Park.
He came to Brooklyn in, I believe, 1940. This is when he wrote Native Son, and he would sort of climb to the top of the park with his legal pad and look out at the view. And that's really where, in one summer, he created a lot of the book and sort of captured the Great Migration almost as no one else did. And he also wrote Black Boy while living in Brooklyn.
I'd like to talk about Alfred Kazin, who makes his critical debut. He's only 27 years old when he writes On Native Grounds. But let's talk about the journey to write that book. Here he is talking to our colleague Susan Stamberg back in 1986.
I was born and brought up as the first son of Russian Jewish immigrants in a section of Brooklyn called Brownsville, which used to be very famous because a great many Nobel Prize winners and professional murderers came from it.
Talk about what Brownsville was like in Kazin's childhood.
Brownsville had become like a little Jerusalem. It was 95% Jewish, and it was surrounded by the signs of Jewish life. People spoke a sort of pidgin Yiddish English, and they belonged to mutual benefit societies. And it was really a world unto itself, but a world of struggle. Kazin would sometimes, in the winter, he would sleep on three chairs by the wood stove.
Let's leave this conversation, Evan Hughes, with something from Alfred Kazin's A Walker in the City, one of his best-known books. And he is referring here to Washington Roebling, the engineer who finishes building the Brooklyn Bridge. Would you please read us that passage?
I could never walk across Roebling's Bridge or past the hotel on University Place named Albert in Ryder's honor, or stop in front of the garbage cans at Fulton and Cranberry Streets in Brooklyn, at the place where Whitman had himself printed Leaves of Grass, without thinking that I had at last opened the great trunk of forgotten time in New York, in which I, too, I thought, would someday find the source of my unrest.
Evan Hughes, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks so much, Jackie.
Evan Hughes, his new book is called Literary Brooklyn: The Writers of Brooklyn and the Story of American City Life.